the truth.
Breaking news. It looks like all U.S. commercial flights are grounded due to an FAA computer situation. And if we get more on that, we will report it. But that's the news I got just a moment ago. The purpose tip of the day is to read the book World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer. The protocols that I've been using for about a quarter century to not get cancer are in there. There's no documented case of anybody who follow these protocols ever getting cancer. So that's what I do every day. Get the book, read it. We have patient waiting in the green room, our friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. The author of, I believe, now 14 books. I just read his most recent book. Great book, by the way. His website is linked at my website. My links page is back up and running at thelibertyman.com. And Jim is an advanced archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. That's a shocking news that somehow an FAA computer glitch is grounding all commercial flights. That is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. And I'm reading the headline here now. It's at toddstarnes.com. And it says more than 1,000 U.S. flights grounded or delayed Wednesday as the FAA scrambled to fix system outage, with passengers told to check with airlines for updates.
Now, why is the FAA involved in these private airline flight schedules? You know, it's
they control. There has to be a
central traffic control.
Cop. There has to be a traffic cop telling people what to do and how to do it. So I think the FAA is really a good thing, but all domestic departures delayed until 9 a.m. Eastern time, which was about 6 minutes ago. And we don't have any updates after that.
When you take 5 minutes out of a airline schedule nationally, it's going to back everything up because those flights are timed, you know, on arrival, on departure, on connections. Wow
is right. But, this kind of system, as critical as it is, would have multiple redundancies built in.
Yes.
This is a backup on the backup, at least. Maybe another backup on the third backup. What do you think, Jim?
Well, yeah, triple redundancy, cross-checking, and certainly a fail-safe. And a fail-safe means it is not going to fail. This should not be happening. And that brings up the question, what's really happening?
Well, it says here in a press release, there's no evidence of a cyber attack at this point, but the president has directed the Department of Transportation to conduct a full investigation to the cause, and then the FAA will provide updates. This is very disturbing news. I don't want to dwell on that, Jim, but I just want to make sure people, in case you do have somebody you know is flying today or you're flying yourself, this hiccup, even 1 hour, I don't know how long the outage went on, it may still be going on. We'll see. Anyway, moving on from there, Jim.
Just a comment along that same line. Everybody's pushing AI. That's the modern buzzword. When I spent 25 years in the telecommunications computer industry, there was at one point knowledge systems, knowledge bases. This AI has had many different terms throughout history, and the concept is by people who are overly toilet trained, let's put it that way, believe that if you could get all the experts in the world and get all of their knowledge in the computer, then we would have all knowledge captured, and we could make decisions based on that, and we could all our lives would be so much better because it would be organized like their little toilet training when they were young. It's really a sick thing. And if you understand how, let's say, ivory tower science goes, most of it, 99% of it, is complete garbage. And so this past week, a friend of mine wrote to me, and he did a search on me in a new AI engine, and it came out with totally incorrect information. Made statements about me that were completely false. And then he went back and he said, what if the information is false? And the AI engine said, I cannot correct any errors. I'm only able to process what I've been told. He's talking to the AI engine. And he says, well, can I correct it? And it comes back and it says, no, you cannot correct this. And, Wikipedia is another AI engine that developed in which it was immediately taken over. And so then you have that aspect that an AI engine is going to be very, very rapid. If it becomes powerful enough, it's going to be taken over by dark forces, let's just put it that way, or the Intel community to drive its agenda. And so anybody talking about AI, including Elon Musk, had his head up his butt because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He hasn't been around this industry. He's a punk kid with too much money to spend. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Before I move on, I got a note from my engineer that she heard about the FAA computer shutdown at 5:45 a.m. this morning. So looking
that would be Eastern time.
Negative, Central.
Central, okay.
Yeah,
Central
and we're in time. Texas, yeah. But that's a little over 3 hours. Let's take our first call here, Jim. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have a quick question for the professor. I'm looking at his site and his book collection, and I don't know if I read it right, but when I buy the collection from you, is that in paperback form or something like that, or how does that work, sir?
It's right there on the list on the left-hand side. You can get the ebook version or you can get the print book version, and only 6 of the books are in print. All the rest of them have come out as ebooks. So you can do that selection. And if you
print, the ebook would be like a PDF file?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Okay. Sure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Fred. Your call number is 512-248-8255. Well, Jim, we have since we spoke last week, a new Speaker of the House. A lot of hope, a lot of people dismayed. Personally, I'm looking at the committee assignments, the committee chairman. There's a lot of action that can take place there and should take place there. And, of course, McCarthy has some flexibility that he's never had in the past. His political career is over in terms of seeking a higher office. Once you've become Speaker of the House, typically it's the high point of your career with no place else left to go, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about that, if anybody has become president who was Speaker. But it's third away from the presidency, which is something. And, you know, they will see. I like you say, the committees are where the power is. And they're activating new committees to do investigations of the absolute corruption and weaponization of the agencies in the government. The government is a real mess. And so the issue is that I don't see that the House can fix this. And what we have is a country divided. Let's just put it that way. This country is so divided in 8,000 different ways. They've been very successful at the Communist Manifesto at dividing this country that, it's on the verge of collapse. Let's put it that way. I believe it's already collapsed myself. And there's no way to rectify this. The other thing that's been going on behind the scenes, and this is international, is they have been trumping up charges, to use the term, not just against Trump, but all of the political prisoners of the New World Order are being targeted and taken aside and with trumped up charges. The whole purpose of this is to take people who are vocal. This happened in pre-World War II Germany. This happened in Russia. This happened in every other country in the world, now in the United States, where they're going after politicizing the government agencies and going after people who are vocal and also connecting with the public, especially the youth. And so, anyway, that's going on behind the scenes. So one by one, I'll just mention that last fall, I had 2 attempts coming at me, one for my water filter company, one for the wind energy stuff. And they were very clear attempts. And I played along for a little while to find out who was doing it and where they were coming from. They were both coming from the same source, trying to get me to sign contracts, trying to get involved in my business any way they could. And it was barely, you know, and I was able to pick it out and get rid of these people. But this is what they do. They use private people. They use all kinds of, they have a dozen ways to get at people. And so this is going on worldwide. And for the average person out there, they never see this. Every now and then they'll see a headline pop up. This person was arrested. This person was brought into court. This person, you know, and a lot of times you don't even see it. It doesn't even make the news, and somebody's life is being destroyed.
Right, right. Jim, we got a caller on hold here from about six time zones away. We got Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi, John and James. Hope you're doing good. I called in if we could talk about the weather. Are you up for that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure. I just saw out on the wind map that, and I've been following it this past week, and so there's been a hurricane type of storm out in the Atlantic, and it's been able to get through the chain of islands between Greenland and Britain. There's the Faroe Islands, the Shetlands, the Iceland. It's pretty narrow for a hurricane to get through from there, from the south. The whole winter comes from the south this year, it seems. And right now it's knocking outside our west coast with maximum speed around 80 kilometers an hour. And I'm just thinking, could this be a manipulated storm? Because I don't see how something like this could... Well, this is why I'm calling in and asking, I suppose.
I'm just going to pull this up right now and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that you're not the Lone Ranger there. I see what you're talking about. Oddly enough, yeah, these are mainly... What you're dealing with there are mainly straight line winds. On the other side of the planet, there are two big, big cyclonic storms that are one moving westerly into the into Western Canada, and the other one off the tip of the Aleutian Islands. And so, two major North Hemisphere storms. I'm going to take a look at the southern hemisphere right now. And those are always there, those big storms around Antarctica.
Yeah, those are big. Those are constant.
Right. But the, what's coming into Norway right now are basically straight line winds. So the, and it's coming across Ireland, England right now and heading directly to you as you're making note there.
Yeah, and as it is, I do this weather prediction that we would get quite a lot of snow this winter, and it would be pretty heavy and compact. And that is what has been happening here. Right where I am now, the height on the snow out in the fields is around 82 centimeters, I believe. We're wading in it, and at the same time, it's, because it comes from the south, it's very wet snow, and it quickly turns into rain, and it's just like concrete. This week, I've been up in the mountains to clear out cabin roofs from heavy snow, put it that way. So, it's quite a winter.
Right. Well, you're not the Lone Ranger. The United States has had a severe winter also. And this is primarily due to the volcanic, it's a very thin volcanic ash layer up in the stratosphere. If you look at the sunsets on a clear evening, you'll see a real pinkish, very high altitude sunset. And that's from this dust layer, and that's what's going on. And so anybody talking about global climate change better pack it up and go home. Because the Earth is very much cooling.
Hold on, Oregon. Jim, hold on. We got our break.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Argon, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have any further comment or question for Jim?
I would suggest he emphasizes that people should get used to listening to his shows on shortwave radio. Apart from the States, in the rest of the world, shortwave is not at all a usual bandwidth to be operating from. It would be very much appreciated if he included in his wide range of shows also how to tune in to with shortwave for us people. That would be
there is a subpage, Argan. There is a subpage. It's you go to the top of my webpage, click on radio show, and then there's a how to listen subpage, mm-hmm. All the different ways to listen, and there's going to be many more very soon. But the shortwave, okay. It will be included. There's a couple different airings of the show on shortwave. But anyway, there is information. There's a subpage, how to listen.
Okay.
Gives all the frequencies, the times, everything.
Going to buy some of your products there soon. it's been a great start for the year. It's going to be a rough one, but I think we're going to have a good year all in all.
Well, the thing I'm worried about is the summer crops. If it remains cool, yeah, it'll be a late spring. It'll be an early autumn, yeah, and another difficult winter. And so I'm worried about that.
For sure. Yeah. It's a good time for people to just get stacked up with what they can and get prepared for even springtime. You people take it from there. I'm not going to... Yeah. Have a great week, folks, and see you again soon.
Thanks. Thanks, Argon. Yeah, the people running around still clamoring for climate change have to pack it up and go home, because the Earth has other factors that control its climate, and one of them is going on right now. It is volcanic cooling. It's a slight layer of ash that is literally a year old at this point, and it's still up there. There were two major volcanic eruptions that blew this dust up into the stratosphere, and that's what's causing this cooling. So forget about global warming, global climate change, pack it up, go home, stop clamoring on that. It's not an issue. There are other factors that affect Earth's weather, including the sun, which is our main driving force. This is another Carl Sagan ruse, started by Carl Sagan, and it has, at this point, no validity at all, because there are other factors that are taking over our climate. And actually, it would be better if it were getting warmer, because then we'd have a longer growing season, better food production, etc. But it's actually getting colder. And none of the climate scientists want to admit this, because their paycheck depends on keeping this climate change baloney going.
Okay. Argon, thank you for your call. Jim, before we get to the bottom of the hour break, I'll let people know how they can listen to your shortwave, your radio show, live into the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2. And as all the frequencies, all of that are on my webpage. Look for the radio show, How to Listen, and it gives all the different ways to listen. It also streams live from WWCR.com, Tower Number 2. And very soon it's going to be posted also on, right now it's airing Saturday morning, Truth Be Told Radio Network, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And so tomorrow night I will be talking about an asteroid called Apophis. And there's a lot of fanfare about that, so I'm going to try and set the record straight on that. And then also you're going to hear a lot of misinformation about a comet designated 2022 E3, which is going to be a green comet, naked eye visible, probably in the night sky right now, starting now and going through early February. So I'll be talking about that. What causes a green comet? More disinformation from the standard astronomical community. And so anyway, then I'll also be talking about Frederick Catherwood. And he was an artist who drew the original Mayan cities as they were discovered in the 1800s, in the early 1800s. So anyway, I'll be discussing those topics tomorrow on my show.
Okay. Well, Jim, when we get back from the break, which is about a minute or so away, if you have any updates in archaeology, we would love to hear them. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running. It's been a challenge, but it's back up and running. The things used to seeing are there. Excellent documentary Stu Peters did, Died Suddenly. It's a must-watch. It really is a must-watch. Stu Peters didn't give himself very much airtime in his documentary, just a few minutes. The majority of the documentary is interviewing men who are professional embalmers and the consequences of what they're finding inside people's arteries and veins, these disgusting structures. We're calling them blood clots, but they're not really blood clots that are killing people. It's a must watch. Not far down from that is two photographs of two Joe Bidens, the real one and the fake one. The real one has a detached earlobe. The other one has an attached earlobe. And if you watch carefully the various videos of President Biden, which come out almost every day of the week, you'll see the real one sometimes and the fake one sometimes. The fake one frequently making statements on behalf of the U.S. government. And, of course, if you have issues with pain, you need an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, doesn't matter. If you have issues with sleep, same thing. You also need an energy cleaner. You already have one? Check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're cozy, they're warm, they're elegant. You can use them on your, not only on your bed, but on your sofa, on your recliner, your car seat, and your work seat. Only $85 shipping included. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your Liberator Rocket Heater, which is 99.5% efficient, has no smoke, by the way, right there at libertyman.com using PayPal. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, do you happen to have an update on archaeology, please?
Yeah, a major one, actually. Now, I've talked about this before, and I'm going to start out with a little story. There is a long time ago, there was a discovery in Turkey. It was called, the location is called Göbekli Tepe. It's kind of a tongue twister to say that. But it basically is an ancient city made out of stone columns and carvings and glyphs and stela and all the different things you would expect from an ancient, fairly advanced culture that had it together, potentially a million people living at this area. And the central part has been excavated. Most of it has not been excavated. But there are people running around now saying, now this story gets so bizarre, but it's getting a lot of traction. And I just found out that they have like a worldwide tour of people going around presenting that somehow these people were living there and they decided to cover their city in with dirt and go away and abandon
right.
it.
Right, uh-huh.
I mean, wait a minute, boys and girls. And then they claimed that it happened concurrently with a comet hitting Earth and causing all life on Earth to extinguish, all down to a mass extinction level, and then the Earth population somehow grew out of this. Absolutely absurd. Now imagine, now these, what we're finding is, for example, with the Egyptian pyramids, we don't really know who built them. It certainly was not the pharaohs. In all of this amazing, huge columns and architecture, you know, that are in hard granite, carved in, meticulously carved, something we could not do today at all with all of the knowledge of, you know, material science, etc. We literally could not do this and duplicate this today. You could not hire any company to do this or any government agency. Now, imagine how the absurdity. The, we're expected to believe that the people lived there in this one of many, many cities around the world, that they lived there. They took everything away, including the tools that they had used to build their city and all of the crafts and all of the potsherds and all of the daily life seeds and everything. Took it all away and then proceeded with, what, buckets made out of reeds? Took dirt and covered their entire city so it was unrecognizable and left. That's what they're going around telling people. And that this all happened at 12,000 BC and magically everything, Noah's flood and the, you know, Atlantis went under and everything happened all at 12,000 BC. This story, when it first broke, I said, this is so ridiculous. Nobody would possibly believe this. But they're pushing this story so hard. And I'm not going to mention names because if you see this story, the names will become obvious. There are groups of astronomers, dozens and dozens of astronomers who have signed on to this story. And they're it's called the Comet Research Working Group. And they are making this claim that, you know, and there's actually there's a lot of really good science and archaeological discoveries and things that they're putting together. But then they come up with this absolutely bizarre wrong conclusion. And so the real story is that, number one, there was a celestial event that was worldwide. And it the oceans came in and literally washed everything, including the people, away. There's nothing left there. There's no trace of humans being there at all. And then something came along and completely covered most of these cities around the world with tons of material. So there had to be high winds. There had to be material coming in from outer space. And then something that caused these massive tidal waves, which were thousands of feet high, that literally washed everything away, including the humans, including all traces of life, leaving these stone cities the way we find them today. That's what makes sense.
Jim, a very dear friend of mine I served with in Vietnam, he went on vacation out west, and he climbed to the top of a mesa. And he calls me up that night from his hotel room. He says, John, there's seashells all over the top of this thing.
Right.
And this the evidence of this worldwide flood of with waves hundreds, if not thousands of feet tall, is all over and easy to find, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right. But the idea that these are people are promoting this story and that it's getting so much traction, what I was amazed to find out is they have now formed new like symposiums. And these are traveling symposiums, and they're going all around, and not to major cities, but to small towns, you know, like a small town in North Carolina, then a small town in Texas. And, you know, and then it's like a book signing. And, you know, that sounds so official, but it's what is amazing is the amount of promotion that this is getting. And then, of course, these people are making a lot of money selling their books. You know, take my new book, which is trying to counter this whole thing and put some rationality into it. You know, I'll sell thousands of those books, you know. But these people are selling millions. It's being promoted as a top bestseller, New York Times bestseller list, Amazon bestseller list. And this stuff is being promoted so hard internationally that there's a clear agenda here. And then tomorrow night I'll be talking about this Apophis asteroid, which allegedly is going to come close to Earth in 2029. They're pushing this so hard, this agenda, to drive. There are popular movies. What's his name? Butler. He's a famous actor. He's done space disaster movies before. But there's this new movie that came out last year. It was takes place in Florida, and he's trying to save his family and get to this government bunker, and that's just raining in asteroids into Florida. They're pushing this agenda so hard, and you know, it's in my book. I have a chapter, an asteroid hit it, and the whole concept of the chapter is that no matter what happens, no matter what disaster. In the NASA list of allowed theories, let's say, an asteroid hit it is allowable. And so any disaster, any comet that brightens, anything that happens, oh, an asteroid hit it. And that's the standard explanation for everything. If the Earth's magnetic field was different at a certain point in history, oh, an asteroid hit Earth and caused the magnetic field to change. No matter what it is, an asteroid hit it is the pat standard answer. And that happened back, once again, back in the Carl Sagan days, when they realized that when Sagan was around, he literally said that nothing could hit Earth. The possibility of anything hitting Earth is absolutely zero, couldn't happen. And then all of a sudden, these Nobel Prize winning physicists went around and discovered that on top of the death of the dinosaurs was this layer of iridium. So then they had to come along and they had to bend over and say, okay, well, we'll allow that an asteroid hit something, hit Earth, and that can explain everything. As long as you stick with that story, we'll promote it. Anyway, what I'm amazed about is the amount of promotion that this ridiculous story that the people buried their own city, removed all traces of human existence, then buried their city and left without a trace. Do you believe that story, John?
Not at all. And anybody who's moved a cubic yard of dirt, just one cubic yard by hand, understands the extreme nature of that kind of work, hand by hand, 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, rock and dirt. It's for one man to do that in 1 8-hour shift would be, if they had moved any distance, would be a full day's work, wouldn't it?
Right, and you find the Sphinx, the original condition where they found the pyramids, etc., the condition of everything, the Mayans ruins or the Inca ruins or on and on and on. And I'm talking about the ancient ruins, not the modern ones, but the idea that that these people carried this dirt and from where and buried a city where millions of people lived and then left without a trace. I mean, it is so beyond absurd, but this is what's being promoted. The amount of these people are making a lot of money. They're being promoted. They're on top radio shows, and it's absurd.
It is absurd. It is absolutely absurd. Yeah, a question or comment for Professor Buchanan, we'll be glad to take that at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, you're involved in a lot of different projects. Any updates for us on any of those?
Movement in the, as far as the wing generator is concerned, is towards hydrogen, and that is the future. And so literally commercial production of hydrogen is where things are going. We are looking for investors. We're not looking for people who want to be venture capital type investors. We're looking for people who want to buy systems and produce hydrogen. That's where everything is going. Elon Musk has even said that he's completely canceling all of his EV cars. He's going completely to hydrogen. All of the other real players, except for what's funny is all the big American car makers, once Elon started selling electric cars, they all made the decision to go to EVs, electric cars. So they're all ramped up and ready to produce electric cars. And then Musk pulls the plug on it and he says, no more electric cars, we're going to hydrogen. And so all the American car companies now in 2 years will be coming out with electric cars and there won't be any market for it.
There's no market now. And as people figure out, I stopped by a Ford dealer and picked up the factory brochure for the F-150 Lightning electric truck just to see what they were saying. I haven't read it in great detail, but the thing I was looking for was to see if they were promoting as being green, as to help the planet. I didn't see anything like that in the brochure. Maybe I missed it, Jim. But in my part of the world, electric vehicles are powered by coal, and that's reality in much of the country. Coal makes electric cars go, don't they?
Right, exactly. Now, interestingly enough, that's happening in the hydrogen world. 99% of all hydrogen today comes from coal or breaking down natural gas, methane reduction, or other methods. But it produces as much or more CO2 than if you just burn the coal or the natural gas to drive your engine. And it's a inefficient process compared to just burning it and creating electricity or driving a car or whatever. And so the only true green, the only hydrogen that's going to be around long term is green. But there again, where do you get the electricity for electrolysis? It would come from a coal-fired power plant or nuclear. And that's why here's another huge disinformation program going on worldwide, that nuclear is green. Oh, it's just green. There's no carbon emissions. No, but it's the worst horrific polluting source of energy the world has ever devised. And you have to continue to cool these casks of spent fuel cells. But the one thing that's going on, this corrupt nuclear industry, what they're doing is they're taking old nuclear warheads and they're breaking them down and creating these high octane fuel rods that have to be cooled. The original fuel rods did not have to be cooled. Now these do, and so now as you burn more and more nuclear, you have to produce more and more electricity to continue cooling these for thousands and thousands of years. So So it's a one of those point of no return thing. And they're storing the spent fuel rods at the nuclear power plant. They don't have a place to put them. So nuclear is not green. Please, all of you little bumpkins out there with the rosy glasses on, stop talking about nuclear being green. It is not green. But at any rate, hydrogen is in a very similar situation in that you're going to be producing hydrogen from coal and natural gas, etc. We'll talk about this on the
Here's our last break. Break. We'll break that.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, this hour has flown by, as typically they do. You've got about 3.5 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week.
Okay, John. Before the break, I was talking about the green hydrogen as being the only form of hydrogen that will survive this this time when people are making their shell oil, they're making hydrogen out of natural gas, etc. But these are highly polluting techniques, and they're very inefficient. So three-blade wind turbines and solar will never, ever, because of their tremendous inefficiencies and tremendous costs per kilowatt hour, they will just never, ever produce green hydrogen. So this emerging from this is the fact that the wing generator is the only device on the planet that will produce green hydrogen in the quantities necessary. And so my goal is by the year 2025, which is a couple years away, to be able to produce units that will be on barges, ocean-going barges, that will produce 100,000 kilograms of hydrogen per day at a cost of around $2 per kilogram. And this will be a system that's set up. And people can invest in these just like they would invest in an oil well. And then we can reproduce these as units. And the goal by 2030 is to literally be producing all of the green hydrogen that the world needs. So, and from the wind, let's just put it that way. And it's the only system on the planet that's really going to do that. So these are very bright times for the wing generator. And also just remind people of my new book. It's called The Real History of Man and Earth, Myths, Magic, and Mayhem, available on my webpage, only available on my webpage. And so go get that. And if you purchase anything else on the webpage, jmccsci.com, you will get the book for free.
All right. All right. That's a great offer, Jim. Glad to hear that. Well, do you have any plans for 2023 you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, just working very hard, just maintaining the businesses, the water filter business, the grow tower business, the wing generator business. That's what I do daily.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.